from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, how much does it annoy you when your flight gets canceled or significantly delayed? Well, this could ease the pain a little. Travelers can soon expect a refund if a cancellation or a delay happens.
Federal officials have outlined a new protective rule for airline passengers, making it easier to get refunds when airlines cancel or significantly delay flights. Starting in 6 months, refunds must be issued without passengers having to explicitly request them or jump through hoops. Significant delays would be defined as 3 hours or more domestic, 6 hours international flights. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The first major wildfire of the year in New Jersey has consumed more than 400 acres in Wharton State Forest. Fire officials say the blaze is more than 75% contained. The fire broke out yesterday morning in the forest in the Waterford Township section of Camden County. It did not endanger nearby homes and buildings, but a campground and some local roads were closed as a precaution. Fire officials say recent rains have helped keep the fire risk down, but that more recent low humidity and high winds helped create favorable conditions for a wildfire. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer continues to fight back against the MTA's controversial congestion pricing plan. Now he's teaming up with New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis to introduce legislation aiming to block the implementation of the congestion tax. He says the toll will help what he calls a money-hungry MTA that has long been mismanaged.
They accidentally spent $1 billion on the new Second Avenue subway stop. Fare skippers alone cost them $700 million last year, people who just didn't pay to ride. They inadvertently spent $1.42 billion on overtime pay in 2023.
On Wednesday, he visited the MTA headquarters after the agency failed to comply with an official Freedom of Information law request more than 60 days ago. Gottheimer says the MTA CEO has also ignored more than 30 messages from his office asking for a meeting. Ritz is coming out with a limited edition butterier flavored cracker. It's celebrating the launch by offering fans a chance to win a 24-karat gold solid gold bar in the shape of a stick of butter worth $100,000. The new limited edition butterier crackers, which hit stores nationwide on April 29th. It takes the butter flavor to the next level, the company says, and now Ritz has teamed up with a New York-based luxury jewelry designer to offer one lucky person the 24-karat gold bar. Just create TikTok videos from May 1st through May 20th using the live butterier TikTok effect created by Ritz to showcase themselves. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:03. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
You'll notice a change in the air this morning as we turn cooler once again, mainly in the 40s to start the day. Highs this afternoon, only 50 to 55. Jacket weather throughout your Thursday under mostly to partly sunny skies. Clear and chilly tonight. Lows dip into the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be sunny and dry. High temperatures a little better, 55 to 60. New Jersey weather made possible by a seat at the table. Are you ready for change in New Jersey? Join Bill Spadia and New Jerseyans across the state at a seat at the table's convention on April 30th at the Palace in Somerset, New Jersey. Go to ASATTNJ.org to register and use code SPADIA for a discount.
Right now, Rockaway is 38 degrees. It's 42 in Franklin, Beach Haven 47. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.